You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin today with the economics of this increasingly tense geopolitical world. And the indicator we are going to use is ticker symbol NVDA. It trades on the NASDAQ and today fell 7.7%, more than 20% over the past 5 days, a drop that comes as U.S. computer chip maker NVIDIA, NVDA, right? The company revealed that Washington's not going to let it export certain high-end chips to China without special permission. And in filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, NVIDIA said that it put $400 million in sales at risk. You throw that into the already burbling strategic stew that is Sino-American relations, and it's kind of a lot. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going.
The U.S. has been trying to cut off individual Chinese companies like Huawei from advanced computer chips for some time now. But this latest apparent move is new in that it appears to restrict selling to all Chinese companies. Chris Miller is associate professor at the Fletcher School.
The U.S. is hoping that by preventing China from accessing some of the most advanced chips, it will slow down Beijing's ability to apply computing power across its economy, but especially to its military systems.
The chips in question can be used to develop more advanced artificial intelligence and weapon systems. China's foreign ministry said the U.S. was, quote, stretching the concept of national security and abusing state power. Restricting sales of advanced computer chips to China carries practical risks. Adam Siegel is with the Council on Foreign Relations.
The concern for the U.S. semiconductor industry has long been that China plays a huge part in revenues. And if you cut off those revenues, then the tech companies can't invest in the next generation of technologies.
China could try and get these chips from businesses around the world that buy them legally. And for years now, China's been trying to hurry along its own chip-making capabilities. There is some risk cutting China off could accelerate that process, says Jordan Snyder at Rhodium Group.
That demand and those sales will be shifted elsewhere. So Chinese competitors are going to have their orders increased, which is then going to allow them to increase their R&D budgets and potentially get them to the technological frontier that NVIDIA is on faster.
Restricting the export of chips also has implications for Taiwan. Both the U.S. and China build many of their chips in Taiwan. And an open question is whether the U.S. will try and prevent not just U.S. companies from sending chips to mainland China, but foreign companies too. Paul Triolo is with Albright Stonebridge Group.
If the U.S. decides to, for example, extend those extraterritorial export controls to Taiwan, then that just adds to the pressure on the sort of U.S.-China-Taiwan relationship.
A relationship that is already increasingly tense. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.